Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
I have seen this statistic for years. And as a dude that really likes going to the gym, goes to the gym. I don't really like it. But one of the reasons why I don't stay away from the gym is I feel comfortable in a gym because I've been doing it for a long, long time, right? But when you ask, I think most women, why they won't start going to a gym is they feel self-conscious before they even walk into the place. All right.
And there's also a certain anxiety, at least for myself, because I have general anxiety disorder. I hate going places I've never been. Mm. Like, it really freaks me out, not knowing the lay of the land. I mean, even the parking situation. Like, I have left places because I can't find a parking spot.
But that's for that's not necessarily a gym. That's anything for you, right? That's
anything. But if you are a person who deals with that, that the gym, I think it's even, you know, exacerbated because it's all new equipment. You don't know how to use the equipment. You don't want to look stupid on the equipment. And it's just, it's too much.
This statistic says 68%. So let's just round up a little bit here. 70%, 7 of 10 people who do not exercise regularly feel too self-conscious to go to a gym. So they just will not go. They also say that about 80% say sports ads don't inspire them at all. 33% even feel those ads discourage them from working out. 49% say that they wish they were confident enough to exercise. And 7% felt depressed after viewing marketing ads from gyms.
Well, it's unobtainable. Like, first of all, you're going to go there, and if you use the machine wrong, there's going to be some a-hole with a camera filming you, making fun of you to put it on TikTok or Reels, which sucks because you're just trying to learn. And then also, like, you look at those sports or marketing ads, I'm like, I'll never look like that. I'm just not going to. I do not have a full-time career dedicated to working out. But then in my head, I'm like, so what even is the point?
But that's not your goal. Your goal isn't to look like those people in the ads.
No, it's not, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to be like, that gym is for those people and that's not for me. So if I go, it's one of the reasons I loved Planet Fitness so much when I started is because they had their Lunk Alarm and they wouldn't allow that. And I'm like, cool, I feel like this is a space where I can belong and there's nothing wrong with doing that. And I actually did CrossFit later on and was that person who dropped the weights because that's what you do. So you fit, but you want to go somewhere where you fit in. And if it's like just showing people with ripped abs, which is incredible, congratulations. But to me, that doesn't feel like a space that is open for me. And it also feels like a space where I will be, and this is me in my head. This is no one telling me, but I'll be judged or looked down upon for being there. Like, what are you doing here?
Can I tell you just one thing that after reading that statistic, maybe it's me, but I don't think so. I've worked out with a lot of dudes in my life and nobody really judges anybody that I'm not even paying attention to anybody else's working out. So I wonder where that comes from. And the second thing is I've always felt like gyms got this wrong. I think when you get a new membership, they should offer a trainer to you for your very first workout, especially if you're a rookie and you've never been in there before. So you do know how each piece of equipment works.
It's smart.
And the second thing that I think gyms should do also is I think there should be a roving trainer in the gym at all times. Not one that you have hired, but somebody that can spot some bad form or anything and go right up to you and go, hey, can I help you with that? I think they all mess that.
I love that. And I feel like, too, people think that they're being judged because you'll see the occasional TikToks or videos pop up. And that's not the norm. But you see those and everyone has that fear of being made fun of, especially when if you're going to the gym as an out of shape person, no matter what you look like, you feel a little vulnerable to putting yourself out there like that. And I'll tell you what, when I see athletic companies like promoting gym clothes or athleisure in people who have bodies like mine, I buy that because I'm like, cool, they have thought of me. That's me and that's what where I'm at. So if you meet the consumer where they're at, no matter what they look like, they're going to feel comfortable with your brand.
I think certain different gyms definitely have different cultures. Like in my experiences of going to different gyms, you can feel it. Like instantly when you walk in there, I don't want to call out certain names.
That is true.
There are certain gyms I would not go to, no matter what level of working out I'm on, because that is kind of what they show up to do, to show off and make. But then Planet Fitness is one of the best that I've been to, of where it really genuinely is like a no judgment zone most of the time I've been.
You went to a gym and I walked in and I'm like, this is too fancy for me.
There are some that are.
There's a couple.
No, I agree. There are some that you got to be in great shape in order to work at that gym.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And there are others, like you're saying about Planet Fitness, but just the impression thing, again, this is coming from a guy that has gone to gyms my entire life. When I see somebody in a gym that is, I'm just going to throw a number out there, 320 pounds, right? And they're walking really slowly on the treadmill. My first thought isn't like, what are they doing here? My first thought is, that's awesome that they are in here.
Yep.
It's such a hard, for some people, and I realize that I'm not speaking for everyone, mentality to break out of. When I did, there's always that joke about, oh, if someone does CrossFit, they're going to let you know that they do CrossFit. But because it's such a good community, and the first time I ever did it, and I was lagging behind at the end of the workout, and I was just feeling really embarrassed, and everyone started circling around, and I was like, well, this is my nightmare come true. And they all started cheering me on, and they're like, you got this, and not in a way like, get up, but in a like really supportive way. Mm-hmm. And I think like if we started seeing that at more gyms, because you don't expect other people to be supportive of you. You expect to be ridiculed, and it really changes how you feel about like everything.
Right. Agreed.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.